So our next agenda item then is agenda item 11, and Denise.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. In agenda paper 11, we analyze the comments that we received on a tentative agenda decision regarding the disclosures for a subsidiary with a material non-controlling interest and for a material joint venture associate. Very briefly, we received three responses, and overall there is support for this agenda decision. However, one of the respondents thinks that it would be better to make a formal clarification in IFRS 12 using the content of the agenda decision. And in this paper, we also addressed some of the concerns that you committee members had raised at the previous meeting about the fact that you were concerned that there was no consistency amongst the views that you expressed at the November 2014 meeting regarding the issue on the disclosure of summarized information about joint ventures or associates. We had a look at it. We think the views are consistent. And, well, our recommendation is to finalize the agenda decision. We are just proposing a couple of things. One is that we suggest combining in one single agenda decision the views that you have expressed on the disclosure of summarized information about joint ventures or associates, and separate from the views you expressed on subsidiaries with non-controlling interest. We think that this would make both the views expressed clearer. And the other thing is just to add some edits to the agenda decision on joint ventures or associates. So these two agenda, so the purpose would be to publish two separate agenda decisions. We are showing them in Appendix A and in Appendix B of this paper. Do you agree with the staff's recommendation and with the content of the agenda decisions?
Any disagreement? Okay, well, we'll finalize on that basis then. Thank you. Oh, sorry, Martin.
I only have an interesting remark out of the comment letter of ESMA, where it says, ESMA in particular believes that the tentative agenda decision contributes to the enforceability of IFRS 12 and enables to provide the most relevant information to users of financial statements. With regard to the, well, endorsement mechanism and what really has to be, well, applied from a corporate perspective, I thought this sentence to be quite interesting, and also with regard to the, say, due process we have here as an interpretation committee, if we consider the effects for enforceability within Europe, this is a remarkable sentence. Just as a remark.
Tom, do you want to make any comments?
I think our letter is rather clear. We are rather happy with the reference to what is the goal of IFRS 12 in the decision. And that makes clear that you have to look to the goal of the disclosures rather than to the loops. And we are rather happy by that reference. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, we'll finalize the agenda decisions then on that basis.
Well, in other words, you do better without me than with.
Now,
where are we?
Now, this brings us to paper 12 would be the next one, but we are running a fair bit behind schedule.
Where are we relative to?